This podcast is being brought to you by Stellar Blu Technologies, the official website developer and multimedia company for the Mile of Music. Please check us out at stellarbluetechnologies.com. The Mile of Music offers 1 mile of free musical performances with over 200 artists as well as over 900 shows throughout the 4 days of the event. It's a must-attend annual event in the Fox Cities. It's growing every year. We're looking at over 80,000 people last year, and we're looking at even being bigger this year. I'd like to introduce you to Claire Kelly. Welcome to Appalachian Mile Music, Claire.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Cool. Thanks for coming in. We really do appreciate it. Share with us a little bit how you got started with the Mile and sort of any funny stories of your experiences here.
Sure, absolutely. Well, actually, this is my first time playing Mile of Music, the festival, but I've played in Appleton a couple times before. And it's a cool experience because I'm seeing a lot of different musicians that I've worked with in a lot of different places, even some friends from Nashville, some friends from songwriting festivals all over, and everybody kind of gets together here for this weekend, so it's going to be a blast.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. You know, you're a singer-songwriter, and I know you talk about optimism a lot in your songs and so on and so forth. So share with us how optimism and positive outlook influences your songs and your songwriting.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it's pretty obvious we live in kind of a heavy world right now. There's a lot of bad going on, but I think there is a lot of power in looking at the good and in changing your perspective and in gratitude, really, for the little things and the good things that are happening. So I really try and, like, allow my music to capture that and to promote that, really, too.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. You know, you want your music to influence. I've listened to a lot of your songs, and I really love how you do it. I mean, they're really upbeat and positive. So, you know, share with us how you want to influence, how you want people to feel, how you want your fans to feel when you're performing.
Sure. Absolutely. I think it comes from, in the past couple of years, just like studying other songwriters and musicians that I love so dearly and kind of listening to what they're doing. And like when I walk away from a show of a songwriter that I really love, it's like, how am I feeling? And how did they make me feel that too? And I think a lot of it comes from really being authentically who you are and telling the stories that you know and being honest. I think that's the greatest thing that we can do with music is really tell. You know, in country music, they say it's three chords and the truth, and I think that applies to all genres. I've got a song in my set right now about a hairless cat, and it goes over so well. It's a real experience that I had running into a hairless cat in Berlin, Germany.
Oh,
and
wow.
it's just funny because I never thought I would never aspire to write a song about a hairless cat.
Not something on your
But I wrote about an experience,
cool.
You know, and now I can like see it bringing people joy whenever I sing it, just laughter. And if we can like step out of our own little worlds and like laugh and sing and enjoy that together, that's enough for me.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So things like that are really kind of what inspire you, those experiences in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? It's like telling the real stories.
Great. Share with us a song that you had written that really touches you based on an experience you had. And you did it with the hairless cat. But,
yeah, absolutely. I just released a song that's called The Land That Time Forgot, and I was on tour last summer out in Europe, so I played a couple shows in Ireland, Scotland, Denmark, and Germany. And my favorite place on that tour was in the Highlands of Scotland. There was this little small town called Dorney, and it was all centered around this little beautiful castle called the Aileen Doden Castle. And when I was out there after the show that I played at the one pub in town called the Clacken, after I played that show, I went out to this castle with the friend that was traveling with me, and we were just kind of overwhelmed by the beauty of it all. And our host at one point had called the Highlands of Scotland the land that time forgot, and I really liked that. So I wanted to create kind of, honestly, a musical postcard so I could kind of go back there and visit anytime and share that with others, too.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Writing about what you experience, it's a way to connect with other people.
It is,
you know, they can put themselves in that place, too,
Absolutely.
So mindset influence on your songwriting. I mean, you know, when you write a song, you sit down and you're starting to think about what you want to talk about. I know you had shared with me that positive mindset is really important to you. So where do you start? What does that look like?
Definitely. You know, I'm living in Nashville now, and I really love living there because I get to learn from a lot of the songwriters around me. And even if you're, just because I promote optimism doesn't mean that I'm happy all of the time. Like, that is just not the truth, and that's okay. But even when you're writing a sad song or, you know, an emotion that is maybe on the sadder side, it's all about spinning hope into it. Because I think that's, I heard somebody say the other night that we're so lucky to be writers because we can write our own endings too, you know?
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
important. If you can at least find some kind of silver lining.
Sure.
That's what I want to do every time that I sit down to write a song, is like not just write, you know, A to B, but kind of like make sure you're giving it a little bit of a lift mm-hmm. at the end there in some honest and
just
you know,
hang
creative
on,
way.
It will get better.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a little hope there. Oh, cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hope is,
yeah,
important.
Yeah, when you have down times in your life, you just got to hang on a little while. It always turns a corner.
Definitely.
I love to hear that in the song. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't quit your daydream. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure.
I love that title name, too.
Thank you. I came up with the idea. My mom had given me a candle that said, "Don't quit your daydream" on it. And I was like, that looks like a good song title right there.
Oh,
and but it definitely is something that encompasses my life's mantra. And it's one of those things because once you, I don't know, get out of the normal, like, you know, go to college, get a job, and you get, and like I've always wanted to be a musician, but society doesn't always push you towards pursuing a career in the arts. So to me, that's a really important part of my motto, and what I'm doing is like it's what I love the most. So I'm going to give it my best shot to really make this a.
So I
got to
ask you a question. You said you've always been interested in being a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Can you recall the time when you had the epiphany that this is really what I want to do? This is my passion.
Sure. I mean, I'm going to answer in two ways.
Sure.
I've always loved it. Probably since when I was like 15, 16 years old, I was recording and writing my first songs, you know, that were coming out of my bedroom in high school. And I was writing letters to the Jonas Brothers asking if I could open up for them because
oh, wow,
I thought
cool.
that was
yeah.
how I would reach fame.
Sure.
Which is, you know.
You don't ask, they won't say yes. You got to ask, right?
Truth. They never got back to me, so here I am.
Maybe
but
they will. Maybe they'll be opening it for you.
Yeah, maybe one day. But I think it was sometime I went to college at Marquette University in Milwaukee, so
sure.
I had a little Wisconsin in me for sure.
Oh, that's cool.
And I studied marketing, public relations, creative writing, and I think halfway through my college career, I was one of the only musicians on campus, one of the only people who played guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept getting asked to come play like events for school or people's parties, and that's how I started like playing my own sets and developing a set list. And halfway through college, I was like, so this is what I really want to do.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, which is cool.
So organically, you just evolved into it based on
yeah.
the
music.
Oh, that's very sweet.
So Marquette
yeah.
not being a music school really
yeah.
helped me out musically,
yeah.
which is cool.
Yeah. That's where my mom was. So I was a little
oh,
older than
yeah.
Marquette. Yeah.
She's a warrior, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said you travel a lot, you tour a lot. Obviously, you were in Scotland. That's a great story about the castle.
Thank you.
But I want to ask you, you know, when you're traveling, you usually run into some very memorable experience, things that are unique or that stand out in your mind.
Yeah.
What would you say is the most unique experience you made, you know, while you've been on the road? Or not necessarily the most unique, but the one that maybe sticks out to you the most.
Sure.
Or maybe you already mentioned it.
That is true. That castle was pretty influential, I'd say. But it's interesting because I really do, and maybe this is the positive, optimistic outlook, I find something like that in every night that I play. Even if it's a pretty quiet bar, even if it's a pretty quiet night
mm-hmm.
that I'm on tour, there's always like one great thing about the night that I can take away from. I was in Colorado last week, and I played a show that, it was at an Irish pub, and I've got a lot of Irish heritage, so I like being in an Irish pub. They started out the trad circle and everything, and then we hopped up on stage.
Cool.
And this guy in the audience just, he comes up to the front of the stage. He's, like, really into the songs that I'm singing. He literally starts, like, harmonizing with me as I'm singing, and I was like, you want to get up here? I was like, come on up. He did not come on stage, but he just, after I finished my song, he's like, I have to go, but I want to give you something. And I was like, okay. And he hands me this little compact mirror that he had with him that says nope, not today on it, and I was like, what are you? And he's like, not every night's going to be a good night, but on those nights you look in this mirror and you remember how great you are, like you're great. And I was like, oh my god.
That's cool.
So a lot of random stuff happens on the road, and it's pretty enjoyable and entertaining for
very
sure
good. Very good. Very good. Well, you know, you take the positive out of it.
Yeah.
And I remember saying something about the one that survives is the one you feed the most. And I think that's
yeah.
kind of, that's not the right word, but you're kind of representative of how you feel and how you look. That's cool. So what do you love about touring? What's the, you know, I mean, being on the road can be challenging. So, you know, what about it that really motivates you?
Yeah, it can be challenging. I think it's definitely when you're staying in different places every night, it does start to wear on you a little bit. But probably what I'm in it for is, like, I really love, first of all, getting to play music in new places. And then I also love, I mean, typically right now I'm staying with friends or friends of friends on the road. Like, I don't have, like, a crazy hotel budget. I'm not, you know, super high-level touring. It's more DIY and indie at this point. But because of that, I, like, stay with a lot of friends, and I get to meet a lot of new people on the road. And sometimes it's like those kitchen conversations after a show that really make it worth it. And you get to like really bond with people as you go and make friends all along the way, and that makes touring really fun.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Great, great. You know, positive thinking transformed your life and your music. I mean, you'd mentioned that to me. Mm. I wanted to know, you know, where did you get to the point where, you know, the positive things started to really be your focus, or was it always that way?
You know, I feel like it has been pretty ingrained in me from an early age, and I think it's because I've got a really, really great set of parents that really have promoted that and have really, like, in the simplest of things where it's like, you know, my mom and dad are in the car and we're trying to find a spot to park before we go out and eat dinner, and, like, my dad just like, okay, let's do the chant, and we're like, we're going to get a close spot. We're going to get a close spot. But that's manifesting, right? And that's like eventually the spot would appear. Like every time that we did that, and I was like, in a very small way, that's a really good example of like believing in something and telling yourself that it's going to happen and making it happen.
That's great. How do you focus on more joy and gratitude and contentment than, you know, being distracted by the negatives? Like some of us are, anger.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that. I mean, how do you put that out of your mind and focus more on a positive aspect? I think a lot of people like to know how to do that.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. I wish I could teach it more easily, you know, or something like that. But it definitely all stems from gratitude, I think. It could be, again, that gratitude for the little things. It's like the first sip of coffee in the morning, or like the, you know, like a really beautiful sunset. Or it's gratitude for, like, the people that you have in your life. Like, really, like, I am so thankful for my family who's supportive of what I'm doing, and my friends and the people around me are really all lifting me up. And whenever I kind of feel the tug of the world taking me down, I go, no, but look at all these people around you that are here, that are in your corner. Like, that's powerful.
That is.
Yeah.
And gratitude is underrated.
It's very underrated.
Yeah,
we should all talk about it.
Everybody loves to be grateful. So, you know, the positive nature has been thematic in your songs and so on and so forth. How do you develop that sound and keep that theme constant through most of your songs? Because, you know, I've listened to quite a few of them, and they're mostly really upbeat and positive.
Sure.
And I don't recall hearing one that was down. I mean, I was wondering how you made that, especially being, you know, more of that country songwriter, which is more about, you know,
the storytelling.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah. You know, it's funny because the last couple songs, I've just put out a couple that are on the sadder side, and it's been interesting to hear responses just from, like, fans of mine and stuff like that. Like, a couple of them are like, yeah, like, you're getting a little more angsty, or, like, my mom's like, you're growing up, and then, like, then I've got some people are like, you're getting a little less happy over there, and I'm like, it's not that. It's just okay to write about different emotions, you know, and, but I'd say I really do have a deep love of, like, pop music and those, like, fun, catchy melodies. Mm-hmm. Those just kind of fall out of me, and I think that makes for that upbeat, optimist sound, I'd
Very
say.
Cool.
Yeah,
Very cool.
Melody-based.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with your fans? Or?
No, I'm just so excited to be here in Appleton. I think it's going to be a great weekend of music, and I really can't wait. But thank you so much for having me on.
Really like the fact that you agreed to the interview, and welcome, and good luck. And
thank
I know you.
You
got a pretty packed schedule, so
yes.
Best off to you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Mm. You know, be sure to make the Mile of Music your must-attend summer festival. There's no other venue where you can experience more music that is absolutely free. 60-plus locations, over 200 artists, over 900 shows. Stella Blue Technologies, the official website developer and multimedia company for the Mile of Music. Thanks, Claire, for spending your time with us. We really appreciate it. Make sure to see Claire Kelly while you're at the Mile. Thanks so much.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.